This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for real-time preparedness to meet both internal and external security challenges. Addressing the India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that the defense forces must remain ready to respond to address multidimensional security threats. He highlighted that challenges in today's time are more dynamic rather than static, emphasizing the need to integrate automated response systems, underlining that maritime security remains a significant challenge. Mr. Singh said India's coastal boundary is huge, and the danger is also equally huge. He further highlighted that with the advancement of technologies, especially drones and surveillance, maritime security has been enhanced. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan have arrived at Coimbatore this morning and visited the bereaved families in the Karur stampede. Ms. Sitharaman will be visiting those who are receiving treatment at the various hospitals. The death toll has risen to 41 today. Over 80 people are receiving treatment. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary today dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. The Railway Minister joined the event through video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary flagged off the trains from Patna Junction. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said earlier there was a budget of 1,000 crore rupees only, which has now reached to 10,000 crore rupees. The milk production in the country has risen by over 63% from 146 million tons to over 239 million tons in the last 10 years. India continues to hold the first position in global milk production and contributes nearly a quarter of the world's supply. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying has said that currently dairying is contributing 5% to the national economy and directly employing more than 8 crore farmers. The per capita supply has gone up by 48%, with more than 471 grams per person a day in 2023-24. This is far above the world average of around 322 grams per person a day. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today stated that under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Paribar campaign, more than 9 lakh health camps have been organized across the country so far. Speaking at a health conclave organized by a private news channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda mentioned that over 3.6 crore people have already been screened and the number is expected to surpass 4 crore by 2nd October. In Arunachal Pradesh, the 8th edition of Vijay Hi Vijay 2025, a state-level youth leadership development program with the theme Leadership with Purpose, Youth for Nation Building, began today at VKB Chimpu, Itanagar. The objective of the 3-day program is to help in the personality development and impart leadership qualities which will help in the holistic and overall development of the youth. Chief Minister Pema Khandu is scheduled to attend the closing ceremony on 1st October. The program is being organized by Vivekananda Kendra Kanyakumari Arunachal Prant. India Met Department has issued a red color warning for heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. The Weather Department has also issued an orange color warning for heavy rainfall today over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya, Maharashtra. Parts of Andaman Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall in the coming 2 to 3 days. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win the 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai, UAE. However, confusion marred the post-match ceremonies as Mohsin Naqvi, serving both as ACC president and Pakistan's interior minister, stood awkwardly on stage while the Indian team declined to join the presentation. Meanwhile, BCCI Secretary Debajit Saikia has condemned the controversial post-match incident at the Asia Cup 2025 final, calling it unfortunate. He confirmed that a formal protest will be lodged at the ICC conference in Dubai in November this year. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.